in the case of a book I did in a few years ago with Edward Hirsch poems and etchings by Glenn Goldberg, I had access to 8 copper plates made when Glenn Goldberg did a residency out at Sitka Center for Art and Science in Oregon. So after I had these images, then I spent months, I called it speed reading poetry on the subway, because I was searching for something very specific, and I didn't find it right off the bat, but I found something by Edward Hirsch, this poet who I didn't know at the time, but is also the head of the Guggenheim Foundation. Very, very intimidating man. And I had multiple meetings where he was not enthused about the project at all. Okay. He said, I don't see how this fits together. This is not a good pairing. And I was persistent. I had another meeting. He said, let me think about it. And then he did decide that he saw how I was trying to connect these things in a sort of existential way and agreed to do the project. We had a reading at Cooper Union and he read the poems. And at the reception afterwards, it was quite fun because he was telling everybody, I didn't see it. And now I think the book is fantastic, you know, so that was a hard sell. And sometimes it is. And I have asked a lot of people that have said no. So it's like anything in life, you know, you sort of meander around until you find the right path for every project. That's one of the things I really love about bookmaking. You start the project and it zigs along or it zags or it's a very straight line, but it's kind of its own little world and it's its own set of experiences that go into it.